Good morning, beloved Emmanuel. My name is Yves Jean-Baptiste. I'm here to share my testimony. I was born in Haiti. I grew up as a Catholic boy. Family was very, very religious. And I think I was too. Very functional family. But one of the things that I realized years ago is that I did not know the Lord. Even though I was baptized as a baby and our first communion, confirmation, you know, just being as sincere as possible, following rules and regulations, but I did not know the Lord. So I think of Romans chapter 10, you know, where scripture reminds us that, you know, it's one thing to be sincere about your religions or your faith, but it's another thing to have the true knowledge. So I think fast forward 2001, I moved to US. I went to high school. Again, I still did not have the truth. In fact, I was even more in the world. I began to love the world even more. I began to fall into sexual immorality and, you know, fornication, whatever. I was together with this girl since my freshman year. For 2 years, and then I had to move to Connecticut. I actually ended up graduate high school in Connecticut. But in the meantime, we were kind of make up relationship. And then finally, I graduated high school, Connecticut, moved back to Florida. And then, I was together with this girl. And we lived together for about a year and a half. In 2008, I remember we stayed together in the same place. And I was also working at an apartment complex that I stayed. And at some point, I don't know what happened. I don't know how to explain that very well. But somewhere, I mean, I remember people would invite us to church. I remember she was actually Protestant, going to her church. Or sometimes she'd go to my Catholic service. And but again, we were living in sin, obviously. But somehow, I usually tell people like John chapter 3, where Jesus has the encounter with Nicodemus, where Jesus tells Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So for me, I think that's what happened to me. Jesus went on to tell Nicodemus, it's like the wind. You hear the sound of the wind, you don't know where the wind come from or where it's going. So it is for anyone who's born again. Of course, he's talking about spiritual birth there, right? So, again, that's what happened to me. I wasn't looking for God, but somehow I think God changed my heart immediately. He brought that conviction in my life where I realized I was a sinner. I was living in sin, not only sinning against my ex-girlfriend, sinning against one another, but above all, I was sinning against God. So that brought a fear in my life immediately. I remember sharing with my ex-girlfriend that I want to break up. I don't think I can do this anymore. And it was just like a nightmare, of course. And so long story short, that happened. We break up. But also, another thing that happened, and quite frankly, I didn't understand that until a few years ago, that it was a form of persecution. Right away, I got fired at my job because of my faith. I remember, there was a little bit of immaturity there, writing Jesus on my shoes and trying to show people who I was. But people that used to love me, like my supervisor, we were very close. He was Haitian and we were doing everything together. And all of a sudden, he didn't like me anymore because of my conduct, my behaviors and my way of life. So get fired and I don't have a girlfriend. And one thing I forget to mention, also, I used to live with my brother before. But then I told my brother that I could not live with him anymore. I want to live by myself. So that's why I ended up living with my ex-girlfriend. So now I lose my girl. I don't have a job. So I ended up going back living with my brother. And that made me very humble. But at the same time, I still didn't want to live with my family. I want to be independent a little bit. But now that I have the faith and I have certain wisdom, I realize I can't just, kick anyone out or kick myself out in a bad way. So I just told my brother, I want to go to school. I did want to go to school, but at the same time, I want to go away a little bit. So I ended up saying, hey, let me go to school. I applied for a school called Job Corps, and I realized that, well, there's Job Corps everywhere in the United States, different states. So I applied. They asked me, where you want to go? I told them, well, how about Kentucky? I have no family in Kentucky. But yeah, they ended up sending me here to Kentucky. So I went to Job Corps at Whitney M. Young Job Corps here at Simpsonville. And I was there for 1 year. Now, my expectation was totally different. I didn't know that there was so much darkness there. When I get there, there's a lot of darkness. But obviously, God knew better. God knew that he was preparing me for something greater. So actually, it was there that I began to grow in my spirituality. I began to read the Bible so much. I began to love the Word. I began to teach even other kids there, you know. And there was a church there called Simpsonville Baptist Church. They come to Job Corps very often and to visit us. And I think they brought me one Sunday morning to church. And then, you know, that was the first time actually really exposed to a local church. And begin to expose to some biblical teaching. And shortly after, I get baptized there as well. And from there, I got a scholarship to go to Campbellsville University and play soccer and also study theology. I graduated in December 2014. And then after that, I went to Haiti on a short-term missions, come back to the States. Again, I continued to grow in my faith. And then finally, I realized I feel like I have a call to go into ministry and in a way that I can serve soldiers. The Lord opened the door for me to come here to Southern Baptist Theological Seminary to pursue an MDiv in the Great Commission. So that's what I'm doing right now. And also I'm serving the military as a chaplain candidate right now. And then there's been, you know, obviously if you go to Southern Seminary, there's a chance you're going to hear people talk a lot about churches here and Louisville, solid churches, healthy churches. So I think I heard a lot about Emmanuel. And eventually I come to visit, and once I come here, I fall in love very, very, very quick. Just loving this church and able to quickly serve in an informal way, really been a blessing for my family and I. We see that, the preaching of the word, fellowship, accountability, I've experienced while here at Emmanuel, it helped me to grow in holiness and in the fear of the Lord. And also, I think my wife and I, we've been having the privilege to receive counseling here from the elders. And I think those two individuals specifically have been tremendously a blessing in our lives, help us to overcome hindrances and that could affect our faith and our relationship. I think the Lord's been gracious to us in that category as well. Well, things that I really appreciate about the body here, it's a lot. But again, preaching and teaching of the word, I also like the transparency here during the members' meeting, whether you're talking about budget or church discipline or bringing someone in leadership positions or supporting missions. I think all those things are very transparent here at Emmanuel. By the grace of God. Also, the plurality of elders. Very important to have at a local church. So Lord willing, if I am nominated to be a deacon, I think the Lord has given me an area of service, whether it is giving a ride on Sunday morning or babysitting for family I need. I think I can serve in this area. Also, my wife probably will say that. Maybe others might say that as well about me. Maybe I'm a little bit gifted in area of patience and kindness and perhaps even giving and give of evangelization perhaps. So I am so honored the fact that this church, considered me to be a deacon. I think we'll be, if God allowed that to happen, if even if God doesn't allow that to happen, I think already this is for me one of the greatest honor of my life. It will be a true privilege to serve the body in this role. So please pray for me. Pray for the church. Pray for the leaders to make the right decisions and for God's church to build up and glorify God. Thank you.